Alaska Extension Almanac.
Warm season annual grasses are good options for forage production if you're planning on planting in July. But Nebraska Extension Specialist Mary Dernowski says there are other good choices if you're delaying planting in late July or August.
I think the easy one to start with is if you either had an annual forage like rye and now you're thinking about planting something else, or you harvested wheat and now you're thinking about planting something else, the options are probably wider due to herbicide restrictions. You probably have some more options there. So the first question really gets down to how do you want to use it, right? So do you want it for hay? Do you want it for silage? Or do you want it for grazing? And the answer to probably what are the desirable species changes depending on the use. So let's start with hay production. So I think everybody is fairly familiar with sorghum sedan grass, right? The hybrid. It can be a yield producer and can produce, you know, 3 to 4 tons an acre. And if anybody's tried to make hay out of it, you probably know that it can have a very thick stem, which means that you need to try to do something like crimping it to be able to get it to dry down. It's a challenge. And the other option that's kind of fits in that same realm would be like pearl millet. Pearl millet does like dry feet, so it works a little bit better on sandier soils. Some of the hybrid varieties of pearl millet can yield as well as sorghum sedan. And there's a bonus on pearl millet in that if you say you take one cutting and it's earlier enough to get regrowth, you can graze that regrowth without worries about prussic acid. So it adds a little bit of flexibility into the system that I kind of like. So that's kind of a difference between sorghum sedan and pearl millet, but the similarities are the thick stem. So a couple things to do. One is to consider harvesting at boot stage. I know a lot of people like to go later because they want the bigger yields, but you're going to have smaller stems. You're going to be able to get it to dry down more quickly. You can probably not get a second cutting on it, just to be honest, at boot stage, but you will get regrowth that you can potentially graze if you're planting at this time point. If I was planting earlier, I could do double cut, you know, not a problem. So that's something to consider. The other thing to think about is stem thickness is related to planting density. So oftentimes, like, I can get the same yield by planting a lower plant population, but if I go a little bit higher on the seeding rate, so we talk about 20 pounds an acre for like sorghum sedan, the higher you go, and even up into 30, it's not really going to increase your yield, but it decreases thickness of the stem, which helps with quality and it helps with the dry down. So those are kind of some things to consider. So foxtail millet, I kind of think of it's a low risk, low reward situation because foxtail millet is going to be much lower yielding. So we talked about 3 to 4 tons an acre for sorghum sedan or pearl millet. Foxtail millet, you're probably going to get 1.5, maybe 2 ton, just to be frank, an acre off of it. But it's pretty cheap, so it's low cost in terms of seed cost. It's very quick in terms of maturing. It's like a 60-day maturity, 45 days, actually. I would say 45 to 60 days for it to get to full maturity, which means that it can get low quality very quickly. But it also doesn't take a lot of moisture to make it go. So if you get a little bit of moisture, you can plant it. At least you got some biomass there. If you watch it, you can try to harvest it a little bit earlier to get a little bit of quality. Most people miss it, just to be frank. It has smaller stems, so that's an advantage because the hay does dry fairly quickly. So pluses and minuses to it. The big one is that, like I said, it's pretty low reward in that it's going to be fairly low yielding and usually lower quality because we just don't keep up with how quickly it matures.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.